Wall Street and biotechnology companies have been very excited about this idea. And what essentially it is trying to hack the cells in the body in order to make them into drug factories.
Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours.
Thursday, March 4th, 2021. Thank you for joining me today. Now, it is an early show, and I apologize for the short notice, and I'm going to get right into it because I have 45 minutes to get through the stuff that I want to get through. I'm sort of challenging myself for a lot of reasons, people asking for these to be shorter and some that like them longer. I understand that, but today's just sort of a test for myself, as well as the fact that I have an important meeting in 45 minutes. And I wanted to go through the information that I didn't get to yesterday that I had to cut off. So let's get right into it. The title says basically what the most important parts are. We're going to go through a couple censorship parts, a little bit of information in the beginning about what just happened with the Biden cutoff. And then we're going to get into vaccines, lockdowns, and wrap up the show there. So we'll get right into it. So this will be a short show, so get ready for it, guys. Shorter than we're used to. But just really quickly to make an interesting point, I'm sure you've all seen this. Very revealing. White House cuts virtual event stream after Biden says he's happy to take questions.
I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nancy. Whatever you want me to do.
Happy to take questions. Cut. So sure, people, it was a mistake. It's an accident. Sure, maybe that was the case. Or maybe there's a very, very carefully cultivated thing happening right now. And they're very afraid to have somebody ask the wrong question, to have them answer it the wrong way. Sure, you know, the same, just this, everything in the political sphere, everything in Hollywood, everything on your TV and radio, very carefully cultivated, scripted, and presenting you with a very specific concept. That's what all this is. That's the illusion we live in. It's time to start breaking through that, guys. Now, on a point about censorship, I wanted to make an interesting, to point this out, that Marshall just shared with me, one of the mods we have in the chat right now, pointing out that on yesterday's show, in regard to the foreign policy aspect, talking about how the International Criminal Court is investigating Israel's government for war crimes. And if there's any God and it's basically any truth left in the world, which I'm being facetious, they will find the obvious that there are obvious war crimes. That's not the point, though. The obvious reality is that they're there and that everyone sees it, and there's just an obvious political pushback. But here's what happens when Marshall tries to discuss the facts, pointing out, well, here's something Netanyahu did. And not even to get into it, the point, it was very clearly discussing what Netanyahu's been caught guilty for, what they're accused of, on and on. They're openly being accused of by an international court. And a Google moderator on my stream deletes his comment. That's not even new. Most people on YouTube have come to see that over the years, but realize how incredible that is. In real time, Google is monitoring our streams, whether algorithm or person, and deleting comments that they don't like in regard to things that are literally happening. It's just staggering. And that shows you an obvious political lean and an obvious agenda that they don't want certain things to be stated. And then they hide this, by the way. The average person doesn't get to see that. Only the person they delete, as well as the moderators. Everybody else, they don't even know what's happening. So just realize Google is cultivating the comments as well as everything else you're looking at. And on top of that, just really quickly to point out that YouTube, after I say they never send me notices anymore, I swear that they're trolling us. I mean, that's what's happening. They reach out the next day and go, oh, an old video. This is from Patreon, deletes T-Lab video. I wonder why. Of course, they delete that. Why? Well, because I played a clip from the Australian Open, which, by the way, was publicly broadcast, and showed how they were booed when they discussed the vaccine. And by the way, this is a news broadcast, which means I have fair use, especially when it comes to mainstream broadcasts and news and large events. But of course, the Australia Open TV rights company reaches out and has this video pulled in all these countries, France, India, United Kingdom, United States, can't see it. Nowhere in the United States. So nowhere in the United States on YouTube can you see that Patreon deleted our account for no reason, lied about it, stole money, manipulated, and then the big math study from a PhD that proves all this stuff. But just because I played something which I have the right to play, gone. Even funnier, though, if you notice it says, oh, well, if you want to do something about this, you can view your options here. Guess what happens when I click the view your options here button? You won't be surprised. Oh, you know what? I actually closed the window. But in any sense, here's what happens. You guys can look for yourselves. If I try to do anything related on logging into accounts or anything, I get that picture. What do you know? Also, I don't have options then. I'm glad that they're continually really not notifying me about anything. They delete a video and say I have options, and I click the options, and it says, oh, well, you don't have an account anymore. Is that funny how it works? They're off the rails, guys. They don't have any accountability anymore. They never really did. But I just think that's hilarious. And so you guys know, I don't care about YouTube anymore. I don't care at all. The only reason I point this stuff out is so people can see what they are. My trolling on Twitter about making fun of them and calling out the stuff they're doing to my videos, where yesterday's video was looping at the end for 5 hours. 5 hours looping, where I only showed the end clip and nobody could watch the video. That's not by accident while we have Google moderators deleting comments. It's clear that they don't want you to see this stuff, and it just makes me laugh. So when you see me trolling and making comments on Twitter, it's not because I care and I'm trying to get my account back. It's because I want you guys to see who these people are. The very people who are they're censoring when we discuss stuff like this, and then it comes out and happens. Welcome to the new normal. Let's see your immunity passport from the Washington Post. The reason it's an image is because this is what it looks like when you try to look at the mainstream today. You know, paywalls and everything, because that's what good journalism's all about. Making you pay to look at the stuff. This is what happens when you're failing. This is what they used to make fun of in independent media. Say, they're making you pay for it. They're a bunch of, you know, grifters. And that's all the media now. But so you can see, welcome to the new normal, right? This is what they were saying and still right now are saying fake news. Not true. Let's see your immunity passport. And by the way, it's not an immunity passport. It's a vaccine passport, because you can have immunity in Israel. I'll point this out, in Israel, from having an infection, and it doesn't apply. Even if you actually can verify your immunity, it only applies from the vaccine. Explain that for me. I think you guys know. You guys clearly know why. But here's what it says on the I have this on a special reader so I can see it, because I'm not going to pay them for anything. But here's what it literally says, and just going to probably blow your mind. After 9/11, so we're already comparing 9/11 once again to this manufactured event, which is actually not that far off, to be honest. The nation adjusted. So after 9/11, after the U.S. government was involved with a manipulative event that they either allowed or created or let happen, involving all sort of people that they're manipulating around the world, they forced us into doing things that they wanted to. And by the way, remember, 9/11 was the first part, the first step of what's happening now. It's a long-term agenda to manipulate and drive the country and the people and the society in the direction they want it to go, that they can control, that they can use. So after 9/11, yeah, they drove us into the security state. They drove us into, you know, surveillance and mass, you know, everything. Cataloging your metadata, which used to be a big deal until it just sort of wasn't anymore. And nobody said anything about it, and they're still doing it. So yeah, we adjusted because you forced us into it with a violent event that you used emotion to manipulate people with. We didn't like it. Of course we didn't. But you see, that shows you it wasn't even our choice. But we got used to taking off our shoes and belt at the airport, which, by the way, has shown to have zero effect on anything. In fact, the TSA has shown to stop literally nothing. That you can go through there. The media's approved it, going through there with stuff in their bags. It's security theater, as James Corbett has called it. It's all about getting you used to just doing arbitrary things that your government says you need to do for your safety. Weird. It led right to where we are now. I wonder why everybody was so compliant. Because everyone's safety was at stake, they said. Was it, though? Right? When's the last time? I mean, look, they're talking about things in regard to this country. You could point to 9/11 if you want, if you don't really understand what that event fully was. But other than that, we're talking about things that aren't. There's no examples of why this was necessary other than the events that we have shown that are absolutely manufactured, down to shoe bombs and all the other things that they have been a part of, the FBI and so on. A new normal will come after the coronavirus pandemic. That's a statement from the Washington Post. Just like we told you. No, we're not going back to something, just like Klaus Schwab told you. No, we're going somewhere else. All those people that keep screaming, just do it till we go back to normal, they're not either not paying attention or they're lying to you. It says, and we'll adjust for the sake of our own health and our neighbors. So this is, again, they're basically saying, you know what, guys, it's not your choice. Your government said, and they said it's in your best interest, just like 9/11, you don't have a choice. So just get used to it. That's what the Washington Post is telling you right now with their cheery little title and cheery image. Let's get used to our great new thing, our new normal, where you have no control over anything in your life unless you check with the government first. And Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the government is working with international partners on the need for vaccine certification in order to travel. Exactly. Just so you know, and this is all happening. This is from March 1st, but I'm just showing you this evolution that's been there this whole time. I already showed you this. This is from March 2nd. Los Angeles School District partners with Microsoft, of all people, shocking, to introduce COVID-19 Daily Pass app for kids. Wait, didn't Microsoft just have a huge issue with being, you know, outside manipulation from China? Who cares? We'll use them as if there's nothing wrong, because that doesn't matter in this context of the narrative. Right? That only matters over there, where we can pretend that they're compromised so we can blame it on China and attack domestic terror. I mean, it's just so easily transparent. You can see right through this stuff. This is wrong in every sense of the, even when you take in the concept of the people, the how kids are affected by this, and whether they're actually being even at risk at all, or whether they can spread it, or there's zero asymptomatic spread. This is nonsense. This is putting them, this is getting them ready for their future of completely technocratic control. That's what this is. Just like they're getting them ready for a police state by keeping police around them all the time in their schools. And just on a other side note, by the way, it's just coincidence that on March 6th, they're talking about, hey, this new thing, electric ink, temporary tattoos to track your health. And remember that we just showed you the press release about these, and nowhere, they only had one casual mention about health and medicine. The rest was all about, you know, you're dehydrated. It can help you make sure you're not thirsty. Of course, obviously, this is about exactly what you think it's about. These digital temporary tattoos are about tracking medicine, tracking your app, the way that you acquiesce to the demands of the COVID restrictions. That's what this is about. Using all the same things we should be concerned about. But it just happened to coincide with everything else. Israel rolls out on top of their green pass, the Freedom Bracelet, tracking device for travelers. All right, it's all about freedom, right? Don't you love that? The Freedom Bracelet.
A year ago, one would not have imagined that we'd be in this situation. Now, when you arrive in Israel, you have one of two choices. Either you quarantine in an army hotel, or you can go home and do a home quarantine for 10 days. But now you have to go home with an electronic monitoring system. This entails wearing an electronic bracelet either around your wrist or your ankle. Now, this bracelet is part of a tracking system. It's connected to a smartphone, which is connected to a sticker that is placed on one of the walls of a person's home.
So it's connected to your app on your phone, which is connected to a sticker that's placed on your home. This is 360 surveillance, real time, biometrics, activity, engagement. Your entire life is being tracked just so you cannot have to stay in a quarantine facility that's a prison, which most people will take, which is the point. So you'll go home and be tracked, which is the point.
The company monitoring the whole system will receive some kind of signal the moment the person steps foot out of their home. So it's a way to try and stop people breaking home quarantine. And it's also a way, right, for the Israelis to reopen the skies and return to...
No, that could happen without any of this. That's a choice. The point is, this is about keeping these people in their homes, which is catastrophically damaging to everything that we know and love and in our lives, in our society, in the world. None of that matters because of something that we can't really prove might be dangerous, you know, new variants or the data that we don't really want to point at anymore that shows you this is not even more damaging than the flu, especially when you remove the upwards of, I mean, look, in the United States, 50% of the deaths were coming from what we're talking about in these nursing homes in New York. The way that that happened, how can you possibly not look at that and recognize that that means this isn't happening the way they say it is? If you need half of the total number to come from something that they're claiming was a mistake, how do you pretend that we're still where you say that they are, where they say that we are? It's staggering. How can you look and say, oh, 60% of the deaths in England were disabled people, and say, yeah, that makes sense. There's something going on here, and we just don't want to address it, or some people don't want to address it. Here they are, putting them on people. Wild. Freedom bracelets. Don't you love it? I mean, the irony is not lost on them, guys. They do it for a reason. The Patriot Act. You know, it's insulting. It is meant to be a troll to people like us as well. Now, this is the point, as this was shared by one of our one of the people in the chat. Gosh darn it, I actually wanted to give them a shout out. I just forgot. In any case, ankle monitors for this type of house arrest, the offender, this is just a general Legal Beagle website, but this is what this really is, right? House arrest, ankle monitors or wrist monitors. The offender must wear an ankle monitor on his ankle at all times, shaped like a small pager. The monitor is strapped to his ankle and generally includes some kind of radio free. So this is what you do when you're a prisoner. Or, you know, committed crimes, or, you know, because there's some kind of, you know, where you are in a, you're being tracked because you're a criminal, a terrorist, you know, livestock. We've made this point before. That's where all this tech, this is all coming from things like this, except now it's for your freedom. recognize how stupid that sounds. This is what this is like. Yay, we're free inside of our cage. That's what this is like. For those on the podcast, it's a small cage inside of a larger cage. And they open the small cage and run out into their freedom of their bigger cage. That's what this is. And if you can't recognize that, I think that's a choice. I think we all know that we're allowing restrictions of our freedom, which we should never have allowed in the first place. But this is the insulting part of how ridiculous this whole thing has gotten. So the open public discussion of Israel openly announcing green passes for its citizens, having literal, here, I'll just grab this really quickly since I don't want to have to go through searching for it. I know I have the image right on one of my recent, my past shows, having images like this, where they're showing you reserved for vaccinated people only with their whole green card dynamic. And that's what it's so obvious because it's meant to be obvious, right? I mean, that's the whole point. Okay. So here we have. Thank you, USA Today, for giving us a fact check of something that was publicly announced. This is how absurd it's gotten, where people won't even trust what they're staring at and researching themselves because they haven't seen a fact check yet. And if USA Today comes out and says that thing that you literally just saw is fake news, people will walk away going, it's fake news because I saw a fact check. Oh, that was debunked, right? All those people with green passes in Israel, that's all debunked. That's not real. There they are wearing them, but it's not real because USA Today said it was fact-checked and it was not real. This is how stupid this is. But no, it's not that dumb because they do say, oh, it's true. But realize that people have to go through this and read. Let me see if this is real. They can't just literally look up publications in Israel and see that they're announcing they're rolling out this program. Launching green pass for citizens vaccinated against COVID-19. It says photos from Israel. In the quote, where they're implementing an internal COVID-19 vaccine passport, writes one Facebook user, always to the single Facebook post instead of the groups like ourselves that are citing and documenting because that scares them too much. They want to be able to point to one Facebook post and be like, that's a crazy person and you're all fake news. But that's not what happened in this case. It says on a benchmark reserve for vaccine people only, literally what I just showed you. That is exactly what they're talking about. That's real. It says the post has received more than 400 interactions and since it's been published. Among many comments expressing disbelief, this is called social conditioning. That's messed up. USA Today reached out to original poster for further comment. Do you realize so far they have yet to even acknowledge that this is so painfully obvious and they know that? An exclusive offer. Now it says the internal COVID-19 passport, vaccine passport is a very real initiative. So yet they have yet to still say, oh, that Facebook post that we were sort of disparaging is absolutely correct. They never actually say that in the whole thing. They just later at the end confirm that this is overall true. People who have recovered from the virus indicating acquired immunity, but like people who have recovered from the virus indicating acquired immunity, but have not been vaccinated are not eligible. That is that's so important. This is Israel, just like always, being very forward about their oppressive authoritarian actions and saying, look, we don't care if you have immunity from natural interactions. We don't care. We don't care if that immunity lasts for the rest of your life. We only will apply it to people who've gotten the vaccine because that's what this is about. It's not even about immunity. It's about getting this in your arm. And here's the more important part. Pass holders are not required to follow COVID safety restrictions, which is ridiculous because the vaccine won't stop you from catching it or spreading it. But who cares? Because it's not about any of that. It's about getting this in people's arms and giving them reasons to feel like that makes sense, even though this is obviously dangerous. It says, but mask wearing in public settings remains compulsory. So on top of that, you still have to wear a mask for the rest of your life, as I keep telling you. It says our other caveats, and this is important, are that the pass does not take effect until a week or after the second dose is administered. First of all, that's important because people keep getting sick after getting this. People keep literally getting COVID-19 after getting the vaccine. Thousands of people in Israel got the vaccine and then got COVID-19. And so I'm questioning whether that's being caused by this. I know that's crazy talk, but what else are they lying about? I don't know why we're not allowed to ask these questions, but the point is that's why they're waiting until after that, because then they can say anybody that didn't get sick is because this worked. Anybody that did, it's because they caught it before it kicked in. That's nonsense to me. But here's the most important part. It expires within 6 months. So this is not even forever. You get this, whether or not immunity lasts, their paperwork around it expires in 6 months. So who cares if you still have immunity? We're going to make it get more just because our paperwork expired. Although it can be renewed many times. Of course it can. They just want you to keep getting the vaccine. And this is where it comes around to the forever scenario. About 60% of Israelis were expecting to be eligible for the pass, which means, well, they're not. The part is, let me just jump to that since I said that. The forever scenario is about making sure people recognize that this is going to be in the route of the flu scenario, where they're going to continue to change this. It says, where was it? Well, in any case, maybe I just didn't highlight it. The point is, what they're saying in this article is, look, it's just like the flu. We're going to continue to make this based on new variants and adapt this as it goes forward. Actually, I think I'm thinking of one of this next articles coming up. But in any sense, that's the point, is that the variants come along. They argue that, well, we need to adapt this on our new modified vaccine type platform, and we're going to change it, and then you need a new one, and it continues around forever and ever and ever. Because we've already had, what, 15, 20, 1,000 variants people keep talking about left and right. We'll show those in a minute. Oh, I'm getting lost again. I got to keep going. I can't get couched in these discussions. I have limited time today. Okay, so about 60% of Israelis were expected to be eligible for the pass, which shows you that they're already saying 40% of our population, screw you guys, right? You guys just can't, like, the rest of you are not involved. And that's on top of this, we're talking about the Palestinian population that's not even considered in that statistic, which is insulting and a crime. But who cares, right? There are hopes the program will help incentivize those who have put off vaccination. So that's exactly the point. So you have a right to say no, and they're just going to manipulate the world around you until you just give in. That's just not what should be happening. It will invite discrimination and further the divide between those with vaccines across and those without. Exactly. That's actually the point, guys. Israel has received criticism for sending sparse vaccine shipments to its neighbor Gaza. Now, I'm arguing that's a blessing in disguise. I'm arguing they're the last thing they want is to take this thing. But under their narrative, the idea is that they need this thing. That's what they're saying. And yet they're still not giving it to them. It's almost, I mean, this again is making a very clear point. They are not human. They are lesser than. They are not part of anything we care about. They are terrorists. All of them, even the child born yesterday, terrorist. It's all bad, which is ignorant in the truest sense of the word. And intentionally so. But the point is, they're letting those people suffer 1,000 other ways too, and nobody in the world seems to care. Population of 2 million people, 97% undrinkable water, less than 8 hours of electricity a day, while sending more to distant political allies elsewhere, even in exchange for an Israeli citizen detained in Syria. So they're willing to use it to manipulate things, use it to buy votes in the UN, as we were just talking about, but not to give it to people that they claim that need it. Isn't that funny? But they're the only democracy in the Middle East, right? Our ruling, oh, it's true. Oh, well, thank God. Because if they didn't say it was true, I would have been uncertain. The claim that Israel is implementing, this is supported by our research. Oh, and just look at the extensive source material. I love how they'll talk about something like, I don't know, vaccines will cure or fight cancer or fight Alzheimer's, and provides zero source material. But when they talk about something that you can look up in 10 seconds, well, gosh darn it, they've got 14, 30, all these source material. How pathetic is this? Great research, USA Today. This is the problem with where we are. And here's where this is leading. Anti-vaccine extremism is akin to domestic terrorism. You're a terrorist. They're telling you that you're a terrorist if you don't want to get a vaccine. Think of how incredible that is. Now here, somebody holding up the sign of the Mark of the Beast. Right. So there's a discussion to be had with what people say that is, what it means, and the odd and alarming similarities with a lot of things involved with this discussion. But here's the thing, is they point to stuff like that to make it out to be that's what everyone's discussing. No, I've pointed this out and I find that to be interesting. What we're discussing is data, facts, the reality of what this is doing, how it hurts people, and how we should have a right to say no. And that makes me a domestic terrorist, according to the Washington Post. That's very alarming. Here's the actual link that you can look at for yourself. Here's what it says. Richard Pan, who's writing this, which you may remember from a long time ago, there was a video that we did that has been censored by YouTube, shocker, talking about Richard Pan and how they forced in a mandated vaccine policy in California, despite having, I mean, it was like 90% to 10%, people coming out saying, we don't want this. We don't want this. A procession of thousands of people came in and said, we don't want it. We want to vote no. We want to vote no. And I think only a few hundred came in and said yes. And guess what happened? They did what Richard Pan wanted. Here's what he says. Vaccines don't stop viruses. Vaccinations do. It's a common public health saying, means a vaccine does no good if we can't get it people's arms. Yeah. So he's arguing we need to force it into people's arms. That's what his stance has been for a long time. Insufficient supplies, natural disasters, and bureaucratic mistakes have shown slowed efforts, but the overall goal of vaccinating a large majority of the U.S. population may ultimately be hampered by the anti-vaccine movement. So your right, your ability to think what you want, even if it's crazy, even if it's fake news, is a problem to them. You're not allowed to have your own opinion if it falls into certain categories. Welcome to the United States. This is your world. Now, This is the article from a long time ago. Do politicians actually represent the people? Senator Pan avoids parental concerns and continues to run. Now, and that was about his discussion about him running, where parents try to ask him questions. And there was once in the halls of Congress where he literally ran into another room. This guy's a coward and he's not somebody who you should support. But of course, YouTube deletes the video and it's so long ago that we don't have another copy of it. But the reality is that this is always what's been happening. This is what all these people are driving toward. Richard Pan has been doing this for a long time, and I don't know how in the world they stay in when nobody supports them. It shows you that the voting doesn't really mean what you think it does. But at the end of the day, it's coming your way. You're a domestic terrorist if you think this is wrong, and it's going to be something that they force on you. That's what this is all about. Now, bringing this over to the next discussion, as the defender points out, Pfizer vaccine killed about 40 times more elderly than the disease itself would have killed, and we've already talked about this. I just want to reiterate this with the information. There's a breakdown of this that you can read for yourself, showing you the data. It's actually this as well. This is the same discussion. And here's a breakdown showing you the information, the data, going through it, analyzing it, giving you the information. You can walk through it yourself. The reality is that it seems quite obvious this is a lot more damaging. And we know this. We're seeing it left and right. All they're doing is dismissing the actual reports as, well, we don't know for sure. But when they don't know for sure in every other sense, it means what they want it to mean. Well, on top of that, recognize the Parliamentary Assembly in the EU, in regard to literally ethics and legal practices considerations, for you in the EU, make sure you recognize what this says and throw it in the face of anybody that ever tries to force this on you. They've already decided. 7.3.1. Ensure that citizens are informed that the vaccine is not mandatory and that no one is politically, socially, or otherwise pressured to get themselves vaccinated if they do not wish to do so themselves. 7.3.2. Ensure that no one is discriminated against for not having been vaccinated due to possible health risks or not wanting to be vaccinated. You know, oops, right? This is literally as they're rolling out vaccine passports. Realize how incredible it is. They don't even, January 27, 2021. This is January. This is months ago. And now they're rolling out vaccine passports because they just don't care. Think about how insulting that is. How wrong that is. You have a right to say no. Don't forget that. And they have a right, as well as not to push back and make you financially or societally excluded. But here's what's interesting. Israel's COVID infection rates are rising. So doesn't that mean that their vaccines are not working like the way they keep pretending that they are? But it may not matter much now. Health experts say most at-risk Israelis are now vaccinated and they expect the number of seriously ill. So infection rates are rising, but they're saying that we have most people vaccinated. Want to care to dive into that? No. It's only going to be, don't worry, because vaccine's good. That's what the point is. Except that doesn't seem to be how this is being played out. For another, this is from the Daily Exposé. COVID jabs have caused 8 women to suffer a miscarriage so far. Now, again, I'm not too familiar with this website, but as from what I keep seeing from, they keep continue to cite the data, which is all that really matters. So good for them. And you will find the information right. And this is one of the links, but this is from the gov.uk. If you can see it right there. Okay. This is from the government. And this is talking about COVID vaccine AstraZeneca analysis print. And it's saying all UK spontaneous reports received between these two dates. And what we're talking about here is the negative side effects a lot. Okay. So you can look through this for yourself. The point on this one is saying that 8 women have suffered miscarriages so far, which is horrifying. And this is as a result of getting this vaccine. Some of them have been almost immediate, but nobody cares because we can't prove because we don't, as usual. And as Gareth Eich points out, Gov website adverse reactions, 52 pages of adverse reactions to AstraZeneca vaccine from January 4th to February 14th, 114,625 total reactions, 205 deaths, 54 pages of adverse reactions to Pfizer vaccine from December 9th to February 14th, 77,207 total reactions, 197 deaths. All of it can be seen right here. Take a look, dive through it for yourself. It is correct. And that's alarming. And nobody wants to point this stuff out because we can't prove for sure. Meanwhile, 31-year-old Estonian rescue worker dies after taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. No one's going to look into it because it's the same old thing you'd expect. Well, we don't know for sure. And the vaccines don't do this. And so we know, even though we don't know, of course. But this makes this, it all goes away, right? Because none of that matters because this guy's dancing on the ice in Canada. That's what the French press agency is saying. Well, dancing for joy. Canadians celebrates COVID-19 vaccination with the Bongra dance on a frozen lake. Okay. Why does that matter to anybody anywhere? because it's propaganda. This has literally no meaning or purpose other than to manipulate propaganda. It's emotional. You mainstream media guys are really transparent today, all of you, right? This has no meaning. This is about saying, look, look, this guy's happy, which is supposed to mean that, one, no side effects. I guess that's supposed to be something you infer from that, as well as the fact that he's happy he got it. And that means you should be, because it works and it's great. That means nothing. It means this guy, for all we know, this guy 2 days is going to die, and they're going to use this to say, look, everything's good. Anything could happen. And in fact, these vaccines are showing that these reactions can go on for quite a while. But this is the kind of thing they're saying, this doesn't matter because this guy's dancing. Yay. Look at these nurses dancing. Don't you love it? We're all safe. Biden directs states to prioritize vaccinating all teachers. Federal government to supply shots through pharmacy program. And guess what? Those teachers will be penalized if they do not do this, whether socially, financially, however they do this. They'll be ostracized. They'll be attacked. Their other people will make them feel bad. They're going to prioritize this on people that have already said they don't want it. 60% of healthcare workers are saying, we don't want this thing. And they're going, well, we're just going to make sure, because as Boris said, or as the Queen said, they should want to anyway, right? No, I think that was Matt Hancock or one of the UK people. But as Ivor Cummings points out, the end of science, rationality, proportionality, and ethical behavior is upon us. The moral debate over COVID jabs for children, literally deciding whether we should be injecting children with this experimental injection that has not even been approved. Meanwhile, don't forget, in 2009, as Global Research points out, and I have many times, Pfizer's $2.3 billion medical fraud settlement. The U.S. Department of Justice. Good thing they care about that now, right? Over $4 billion paid out in lies, manipulations, safety hazards. No one cares. Let's trust them this time, though, right? Toby Rogers, PhD, MPP, several billion genetically modified human beings who will now require injected genome updates as frequently as you update your computer operating system. Not science fiction, just daily reality starting now. That's the play here. Gates, with his terrible vaccine, is turning the exquisite human genome into a version of his terrible computer software. Once modified, you're a customer for life, requiring constant updates, or you'll crash and see a blue screen of death. I want out of this dystopia. Now, people may think that, laugh at that, but let's not forget, on Moderna's own website, this is what they're calling this. They're calling this a platform, mRNA's platform, enabling drug discovery and development, right? Recognizing the broad potential of the science, we set out to create an mRNA technology platform. They're talking about the vaccine, guys. A technology platform that functions much like an operating system on a computer. Oh, what do you know? Yeah, and this is the point. And so all they need to do is kind of tweak these things going forward, and you need your update. The new computer system update for their platform. This is what they are describing it as. So people that read this in fake news because they're not smart enough to do their own research, because that's what the media told you not to do. God, I just don't understand. COVID news live. Study shows 40% over 80s breaking lockdown as modified vaccines fast tracked. Boris Johnson has appealed for over 80s to continue observing lockdown restrictions after receiving the vaccine. So the lie again that they said, well, you'll go back to normal after this, but not now. More than 40% broke them. Good. Too bad they got the vaccine, but good that they're breaking these restrictions they shouldn't have to abide by. According to a survey released by the ONS, 43% of the 2.6 million over 80s who received their first jab have broken these rules, and someone not in their household or support bubble indoors. For those who had already had their second vax, it's 48. The UK's medicine regulators has said coronavirus vaccines tweaked to deal with variants will be fast-tracked. And this is exactly my point. This was the thing I was thinking about. Without compromising safety or effectiveness. Oh, good thing they have a crystal ball, right? Those things that'll come next month, we'll be able to do that without any problems. Don't you love that? Cool. Glad you guys just happen to know what will happen and what variants will come and know that that won't affect the problem. Do you see that they're laying the groundwork? The narrative is it won't, because this probably isn't even what's happening. The approach will be similar to the regulatory process for a modified flu vaccine to deal with new strains every year with a brand new approach. Yes. Remember, we just talked with James Lyons-Weiler about this, and this is the problem. This is exactly what they continue to do. They keep making the new ones every year, and what happens to the idea of immunity, or the idea that we're supposed to take these so we can stop taking them eventually? That's never the point. Scientists have previously said a COVID-19 variant resistant to the current crop of vaccines is likely to emerge, but vaccines can also be adapted quickly. So nothing means anything, and we don't know. Could happen, might not. We think we're good, but just keep trusting us even though we don't know. Isn't that lovely? And what's interesting is that we're already seeing a lot of people pull out of these lockdowns. Mississippi, Texas, and I said, why all at the same time? What's the new data that made them suddenly change their minds? Politics, right? Nothing new happened. So why is Greg Abbott suddenly changing stance? Why are they in Mississippi suddenly changing their stance? I mean, I'm happy they're doing that, but aren't they obligated to either stand up and say, this is because I just realized it's never been correct, or point out why they changed their minds? What new data shifted? Because if they are just suddenly changing their minds, that implies that this was wrong the whole time, and somebody needs to be held accountable. If there is new data that made them change it, we have a right to see it and pick through it. No, that's not what's happening. We all know that. This is organized. This was the wrong choice from the start. So they must be held to account for the irreparable damage they caused. Here's Mississippi. Here's Texas. No state, no masks, no lockdowns, just on a dime. Suddenly turn. Good times. But, uh-oh, how worried should we be about the Manius variant? Just keep throwing them out there. What about this one? What about that one? Devil COVID-19 variant discovered in California, right? These are just being given names so they sound more real. These honest immunologists, virologists are telling us, guys, this is common. 9 times out of 10, this means nothing. 99 times out of 100, this means nothing. Small variations that the media are upplaying. The devil variant. I mean, come on, guys. This is crazy. Breaking 9-1 says, new in a new book published yesterday by Pope Francis. This is interesting. He warned that humanity faces the second great flood, using religion to manipulate politics. That's really honest. The second great flood if humans fail to address climate change. And I'm sure you see where this is going, right? Yes, exactly. The same plan. Obviously, I mean, the whole idea of the Pope and the Vatican is obviously a part of the power structure of today. We've seen that for a long time. Are you ready for climate lockdowns? That's what they're asking. That's what this is about. And it's coming because it's only about controlling you. And as I pointed out in regard to Matt Hancock's press conference saying, well, lockdown is now the exit of lockdowns at risk. Well, because of this variant that we don't know anything about. Oh, got it. So sure, why not? Right. It's not like there's any downside to these catastrophic lockdowns, right? Just ask the WEF, the World Economic Forum. These lockdowns are making the world a better place. Can't you tell? Of course, because how can I sleep feeling lonely? How can I stop feeling lonely when I can't leave the house, according to this young child? But, you know, there's no downside. Just err on the side of we don't know for sure, so let's continue the lockdown. Crazy. Here's the article if you want to check it out. And I wanted to include this again just to show you as we go through these. These are all children that have taken their own lives during the pandemic. The illusion of the pandemic because they're sad or depressed or lost their lives or their friends or the things they enjoy. This is the world that they've created for us and don't care about. They don't care about any of that because, you know, Brazilian variant, who knows, right? They might happen. Where was that? It doesn't matter. So sad. It really is. It depresses the hell out of me. Disclosed TV though. Guardian suggests COVID-like shutdowns every 2 years to meet the Paris climate goals. Whoa, that sounds familiar. Then they changed the title of the story on online backlash. Isn't that sound familiar? Global lockdown every 2 years needed for climate change because that's a fake news story, right? Uh-oh, now they changed it back. What does that remind you of? Oh, that's right. Exactly like the WEF and their little mistake. Still think this is not being coordinated, planned even? This is exactly what happened. We're deleting this comment because we didn't mean exactly what we made a video for and typed out exactly. It's so insulting to your intelligence. They are lying to you. Everywhere you go in pro-lockdown la-la land, you see another conflict of interest. As this person points out, do you recognize this? Strange how so many public health members supporting lockdown have these interesting connections. Are you sure you can trust these people? Oh, look at Richard Choi's relationship with financial interest to support AstraZeneca and Bayer. I wonder, and as speaking, I mean, paid speaking fees for speaking for AstraZeneca, you know, the very company they're supposed to be criticizing and holding to account. Yeah, I'm sure we can trust them though, right? This is pathetic. And the sad note here, woman left heartbroken after care home staff said waving to her father, 80 years old, through a window was illegal. As she claims staff have shut the curtains to stop her from seeing him. We've already shown you an example of this. This is horrific. These people have lost their minds if they think that she can't wave to her father through a window. This is the kind of control that we're seeing. And this is all being justified because of ridiculous fears of something that's not actually there the way that they say it is. So her father dies and she never even got to wave to him because this nurse said, no, you can't do that. You're not allowed. Person should be put in prison. And this is what we should be doing. As I said, let me turn it down so I can read this first. I said, yes, if we look beyond our party lines and stand together, There's little they can do. Look at the cops just standing there with their masks on. Massive crowd. One person they can single out. An entire crowd saying, I will not comply. They just stand down. The power was always yours, guys. And they're terrified we'll realize that. This is why they divide us. Look at this. Go back to the hill they were looking at. Look at how many people are out there. Side by side, no masks. This is a protest, but a peaceful protest. People riding their bikes down the street, walking hand in hand, laughing, hugging. Right? I mean, these are all violations of these restrictions. These cops should be arresting these people based on what they're being told, but they're not. Because if you stand up in enough numbers, they cannot stop you, and they know that this is wrong. These cops probably know this is wrong. You can't, I mean, look, this is crazy how this is happening despite what people actually want. Your government continues to show you, we don't care what you think. We care only about what we think, what we want to do. And we frame that as what we think is best for you. Your opinion simply doesn't play into it. And here is Dr. Offit. If we mask and social distance every winter, we will see a dramatic reduction in the flu, which usually causes hundreds of thousands of, you mean the flu that doesn't exist right now, because it's being combined with COVID-19, right? If the masks stop the flu, they would stop the other respiratory viruses, and that's not what's happening because they don't stop either of them, and the science is painfully clear on that. But I said, told you so. Masks were always forever. That's the point. And as she points out, Offit is filth, pure filth. He literally tried to convince people that all aluminum is healthy for a growing baby. That's why CNN trots him out, because he's pro anything vaccine companies and Big Pharma says. Breaking, CDC to announce that Americans with COVID-19 vaccine can gather indoors without masks. But that's literally contradictory to what the CDC says, to what all kinds of other people say. I'm arguing you shouldn't have to do any of this, but just recognize how none of this means anything, because they're contradicting each other. It's just off the rails. It's all about power grabs and control. And the only real point is keeping you complying with something going forward. But the CDC speaks up and goes, no, please wear the masks despite what your governor and your government said. What in the world, guys? This is just ridiculous. You should have a right to do whatever you want to do, as long as you're not putting people in risk and threatening people's lives. And yes, I know what I just said. The point is that that's not what's happening. Not wearing a mask is not putting anybody at risk. That's the illusion, especially because the mask doesn't actually stop anything in regard to what they tell you it does. On top of the fact that this is not actually as dangerous as they tell you that it is, on top of a thousand other things. So yes, when you're not actually literally threatening people's lives, then you can do whatever you want. That's the point about freedom. Now, Robin Monetti points this out. It's staggering. In the interest of time, I'm going to talk about this going forward. But the UK NHS called a positive at 40. This gave over 97% false positives. What they're showing you is they say right here, right? The CT value. I mean, the point is they're showing you 45 cycles. That's a guaranteed false positive, like entirely. This is the NHS continuing to do so. And there's a whole thread about all this, and I'm going to go through this more, but this is why they're using this as they see fit, when they want to. That's the point. And as Richie Allen points out, this is disgusting. Some schools are telling kids without masks to go to the back of the room and eat alone, which brings us to the final point. Exclusive. Schools accused of blackmailing parents into giving testing consent. Secondary schools have been accused of blackmailing parents into giving consent for tests after being told their children will be banned from face-to-face lessons if they refuse. Some head teachers have written to parents explaining why any pupils who do not agree to take lateral flow tests at the start of the term will be segregated from their peers. How have we allowed this to happen? This is like everything they've been screaming about is wrong now being applied in a different context, and it's okay. And they've there's no hypocrisy there. No awareness of what a double standard this is. Parents have said they're gobsmacked by their school's stance, adding that they feel as though they are being subjected to coercion bordering on blackmail. All secondary school students will be offered 4 lateral flow tests during the first 2 weeks of the term, 3 of which will take place at school and 1 will be taken at home. Wow. Invasive. Students will be allowed to continue coming to school as long as their tests are negative, but will be asked to go home and isolate if they have a positive test, which is the point. Based on high false positives, even for these tests. They will then also be asked to take 2 lateral flow tests each week at home and report their results to teachers at school. If they get a positive test, they will need immediately isolate and follow up with a PCR test, which is even worse. Lovely. Official guidance from the Department of Education says the lateral flow tests are voluntary, except they're not. Don't you love that? There's different teachers in different schools, but it says if you do provide consent, your child will not be permitted to return to the face-to-face lessons. Oh, so it's consent or is it forced? This is the point. This is the way they play these games. Now, I'm going to have to leave it there, guys. I will follow up. Be sure to check this document out, as I always point out, that very clearly outlines how your rights are more important than the interest of all of society. And the fact that they're telling you that your consent may be withdrawn at any time for any reason. They're lying to you, guys. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your time. I love you all. Please question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
You will know by now, if you are following the Korber Report, you will know about Event 201 that was co-hosted by the Johns Hopkins Center and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum, etc., back in October 2019 that was wargaming, simulating an pandemic exercise. What would happen in the event of a globally spreading coronavirus pandemic? And they wargamed it out, and this is what we'll do, and this is how you shut down international travel, and this is what will happen to business, and this is how we keep business going, and this is how we deal with misinformation online. They did the entire exercise, and it's been talked about at length. The timing of a pandemic exercise predicting essentially what is happening right now in terms of a novel coronavirus, globally spreading pandemic, shutdown of businesses, all of this that came from this simulation taking place at, again, at the exact same time that we are led to believe that the novel coronavirus was just starting to infect people, as we are led to believe in Wuhan. Again, anyone who doesn't see anything at least worthy of further inquiry in that type of monumental coincidence, where the attendees of Event 201, as I've pointed out before, got little coronavirus plushies as their memento mori to mark the event. Oh, isn't that so cute? They must have took them home and put them on the mantle. And then, wouldn't you know it, a novel coronavirus starts spreading and killing millions, as we're told. Interesting, isn't it?